Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reñeses, and you are listening to the Coaching Happiness Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Welcome to episode 40 of the Coaching Happiness Podcast. My name is Kathy Reñeses, and I'm a life coach, speaker, and founder of Coaching Happiness, a coaching service focused on heart work, whose mission is to create a better world one person at a time. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia, Podmetrics, Centro Holistico, Sunrider Philippines, and Kangen Water PH. Revolutionize your health with water. So, my darlings, this is it. This is the last episode for the year and the last one for season two. The next time you'll hear from me again will be in January of 2022. This year has kind of been a roller coaster for me. I've had a whole lot of ups and downs, and in a way, I think it was just a little worse than 2021 because I was hopeful. I was optimistic that sometime during the year, this pandemic would be more or less over, that it wouldn't drag on the way it has, that we wouldn't have so many variants of the stuff floating around and infecting people, that I could move on from giving workshops on grit and resilience and bouncing back and refocus on topics that are more goal-focused and just optimistic in general. Personally, I kind of fell into a bit of a slump myself. And I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in feeling that. Between the paranoia of going out and potentially exposing myself to a largely unvaccinated population earlier in the year, to feeling uncomfortable that there are now so many people out and about. Parang hindi ko na alam kung saan ako dapat lumugar. But there's been a lot of good things that's happened this year too. I've finally mustered the courage to get out of my comfort zone and start planning to put myself out there. It's been 5 years in the making, guys. 5 years of wanting to just stay in the background because I didn't feel like I was supposed to be in the spotlight, if that makes sense. In terms of coaching, I think it's been a pretty good year. I was able to take in more coaching clients and work towards their goals. And I've had a couple who've also gone on to take coach training, which is something I've been working on too. And I'll probably tell you more about it next year when it's ready to launch. So for the meantime, you're just going to get a lot of my face doing Instagram reels and just posting more of myself and just being a lot more vulnerable with my aha moments, etc., on social media instead of just keeping it to the podcast. I've been doing a lot of corporate workshops this year as well, which has been really fun, and it's been a great way to meet new people. You know, staying at home all day na wala kang kasama, medyo nakakabaliw siya. So corporate workshops have been a great way for me to just be able to interact with different people while staying in the comfort of my own home. My friends as well have just been such a blessing. I think having and keeping just a great circle of friends is so underrated. So I'm just so grateful looking around at my theory of space, just looking at the people that I connect with the most and just, you know, loving how they've shown up for me as much as I've shown up for them. So for this episode, I just wanted to share some of my aha moments this year, at least my top five, and just run down some of my biggest lessons for 2021. You know, as a coach, of course, I'm always evolving along with you guys. And it really is for me about being able to walk the talk, right? To be able to practice what I preach. So hopefully some of my big life lessons for 2021 would resonate with you and you can take them in to the next year. So let's get into it. My first one is to flex your boundaries. Even when I'm working from home, having strict, strong boundaries is so important. And when people cross them, there has to be consequences. So back in 2020, I had a weekly Facebook Live thing with two other friends. It was just this fun, light way to get through the start of the pandemic and just keep us occupied and keep each other company when everything was just closed down. And it was fun. You know, I had something to look forward to every week. And then yung usapan namin was I would work on marketing and the back end and just setting it up. But I needed help from the other two as well, because of course I didn't want to do it alone, because then it would be a job. And I didn't want to feel resentful with this project because it felt like a job. Plus, there were three of us, so everyone, you know, needed to pitch in. And while it was fun, at the end of the day, I still ended up doing all of the work. And as I had anticipated, I was starting to feel resentful. So earlier this year, I kind of called out my two other co-hosts on it. And after clearing this lack of showing up on their part, like on the group chat, one of them totally disregarded what I had just said and shared and just tried to kind of talk over me and wanted to discuss how we could monetize our weekly chats instead. And I found that disrespectful, which meant that another boundary had been crossed, which meant that I needed to flex that it had been crossed. Otherwise, they would probably just keep doing it again and again. So I don't know if that was that person's way of handling conflict and confrontation, even though, you know, it was done in a respectful manner by clearing and looking for accountability. Let's just say that that person wasn't too happy when I shut them down and that I just told them I wasn't going to be doing any of the grunt work anymore or wanting to carry the conversations. So we stopped doing the lives in January. I don't think I want to work with them again. Hindi kami aligned.
Hey there, this is Mish, and I'm inviting you to listen to Season 4 of Mishconceptions. We're back with more topics to guide you through adulting, push you towards building a successful career, or help you towards self-improvement. A lot of our experiences in our lives are brought by maling akala or unmanaged expectation. This podcast aims to debunk those misconceptions and help you grow into a better version of yourself. You'll be able to listen to the new episodes every Monday morning to give you the energy boost that you need to start your week. See you there.
Boundaries seem to be a recurring cycle with me this year. I open up and get excited about a certain project, only to be left in the lurch with most of the work on my plate and an enthusiastic, "Kaya mo yan!" Yes, kaya ko, but it doesn't mean that I want to do all the work. I have a life too. So when you feel a building resentment, or that you've been given way too much to do, or that the situation you're currently in is more of a win-lose, flex your boundaries. Clear the situations and feelings with the people involved at hindi yung chismosong kapitbahay na hindi naman involved, diba? And if that person or if the people involved aren't happy that you're drawing a line in the sand, well, tough. Tama na yung pagiging people pleaser mo. Ikaw lang din yung mapapagod and you will still never be enough for them. And that is one of the biggest takeaways for me this year is really, you know, when I do things, who am I actually doing it for? So ngayon, before I get into a project, before I say yes to anything, I really want to sit down with the person or the people involved and just really clear, you know, like, what is it that you expect me to do? What will your contributions be? How do we work together? How can we make each other accountable to the progress of whatever it is that needs to get done? And yeah, that's how I'm moving forward with that. Also, during the course of the year, especially during the ECQ, MECQ months, I admit to not taking care of myself as much as I should. Or maybe I should say that I didn't take enough time to take care of myself as much as I should. Before the lockdown, I had my trips to the dermatologist. I'd get my nails done. I always had eyelash extensions. I had a good routine going on of going to places for my self-care. And when everything was closed, I lost that. And I kind of didn't know what to do with myself. Which leads me to lesson number two, which is to keep a weekly self-care routine. Honestly, I was so used to paying for other people to take care of me. I felt a little lost when it came to taking care of myself. One of my favorite routines now is having an Epsom salt soak, at least like once a week. All I do is I get a bucket, I fill it with warm water and Dr. Teal's Epsom salt that I buy at the SNR, and I just soak my feet in it for 30 minutes before going to bed. I would add it to my nightly routine once or twice a week. And, you know, I time it right when I have my face mask on so I can get both done at the same time. And it could be as simple as that. Alam mo yung feeling na parang sobrang kawawa mo kasi wala nag-aalaga sa'yo. Ganun ang buong taon ko na to. Physical touch is also a major love language of mine. And I miss having people take care of me. But when they're not around, I need to be able to do that for myself. And my biggest discovery of the year, funnily enough, is Epsom salt foot soaks. So find a form of self-care that isn't part of your morning and evening routines. Something that you like to do, that you can do on a weekly basis, that just makes you feel good. Another big lesson, or a change in perspective rather, is to be able to actively work on my health. So I've never gotten COVID, thankfully, but in 2020, I was living in a constant state of fear of, what if it gets to me? What then? What am I going to do? So this year, when the vaccine and booster rollouts were in full swing, things now are feeling a little different. There isn't that much of a fear of getting sick anymore. And things have, well, for the most part, been slowly returning back to normal. And my big lesson is to invest in my health. Here's the thing. while I have nothing against insurance companies, insurance agencies, I mean, I have a nice fat critical illness coverage with one of them just in case. That isn't going to be my end-all be-all in terms of health coverage. No. I've been actively investing in my health, staying healthy for as long as possible today while I'm not feeling anything. Now, what that looks like, at least for me, is eating a lot of fruit and vegetables, making it a priority in my meals. There has to be some color in there. It is getting quality sleep. Since I don't have to commute or go anywhere, I can put in those extra commuting hours towards catching some extra Z's, as well as monthly trips to Centro Holístico for my regular colon cleanses and IV nutrient drips, and say hello to my doctor every now and then just to make sure that everything is, on the up. I used to think that going to the doctors or the clinic just didn't make sense if I wasn't sick. And yeah, maybe going to a conventional doctor when you're healthy might be weird, but I love my functional medicine doctors who also incorporate integrative medicine to their practice. So that is like energy healing and traditional Chinese medicine and all that good stuff. When you go through their holistic medical consultation and you understand what your, why your body is the way it is and how it got there and what you can actually do about it today, it just feels so empowering knowing that your health is 100% in your hands and that you can improve upon it. And so because I'm not sick right now, means that I have a good foundation to build upon in terms of feeling better, turning back the biological clock, and being active probably well into my 80s. And if worst case scenario, I do catch COVID, between my strengthened immune system, getting vaccinated, and actively working on my health, I am a lot more confident that it won't be as bad as what it probably should have been. So if you have insurance policies in place for in case you get really sick or pass away to protect your family, that's great. But maybe as you put all of that into place, you are also actively working on staying healthy.
Hi, fellow adults. We are Nika,
Azel,
and Carla. Question, do you find adulting a bit challenging?
Wow, mag-a-rhyme.
Well, if yes, we're here to tell you na
kami rin!
Oh my God. So that's why we came up with a podcast, It's an Adult Thing, so we can navigate adult life together.
Now, we're building a tribe. We're learning from experts. We're learning from each other and from our own past mistakes and kagagahan.
Mm-hmm. So guys, catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast because
it's an adult thing.
So, what I noticed about myself this year, if I'm being honest, is I was playing way too small this 2021. I didn't dream big enough, I feel. My goals weren't as audacious. So here's the thing. I was supposed to be in New York in April, but that fell through and got pushed back to October. And the October trip got pushed back as well and got pushed back to April again. And because I had anticipated being away, I didn't commit to doing much. Which leads me to lesson number 4, and that is to be courageous. I need to stop waiting for other people and opportunities to happen and work on what it is that's within my control. I could have launched workshops and coaching programs and partnered with sponsors on fun projects, but I chose to play small because I chose to wait, because I chose to hang my hat on this one opportunity for an entire year. Aloha. So, be courageous and be uncompromising and stop asking for permission. What is it that you want to do for next year? Sit down and plan it out and prepare to execute it. And if some amazing opportunities come up for you, that's great. You can choose whether or not to take it on, but at least you are fully in control of the things that you want to do and the stuff that you want to launch and, you know, whatever it is that you have planned, and the amazing opportunity is now secondary. And this also ties in with lesson number 5 that I've learned from the entirety of 2021, and that is to live intentionally. Let me know if this sounds familiar to you, okay? You wake up every day with a game plan. You know exactly what to do, when to do it. You're on top of your deadlines, and on paper, or at least in my planner, you're winning at life. And the weeks and months whiz by, but you feel like you haven't really accomplished anything for yourself, that you're just kind of living day to day. This was, well, feeling go my entire year. I had my planning system that worked for me. I had tools to keep me on top of what was happening around me and my list of events, launches, and what have you. But I don't think I fully appreciated those moments while I was in them, because my head was already onto the next task, to do, event, launch, etc. I didn't savor those moments as much as I would have wanted, which is kind of a pity because I've had some pretty amazing moments this year. I fell in the oh-so-common trap of being a human doing rather than a human being, living in the moment. So for next year, living intentionally is definitely something I'm going to actively be working on, taking my time and really letting it all just sink in, really tasting that hot cup of coffee in the morning, taking deep breaths with the oils I like to use when I meditate, really appreciating the time and energy my friends spend with me when I hang out with them, being grateful and letting those opportunities that come my way just simmer. Now, there's a whole lot more I could probably share, but I think I'll leave it with my top 5 lessons 2021 has blessed me with. I'm taking all of these aha moments and using it to get to the next level of me and the next level of my coaching and the next level of my business next year. No more playing small, no more adjusting and accommodating for the comfort of other people, no more waiting for things to happen, no more living in fear. The big lessons are flexing my boundaries when I feel someone has crossed them, having a weekly or monthly self-care ritual that isn't a part of my regular morning and evening routines, to continue actively working on my health, especially when I'm not feeling sick and drinking a lot of Kangen water, to be courageous and just stop playing small with my own goals, dreams, and visions, and to be able to take all of that in with fresh eyes and excitement and anticipation. Just really being able to live intentionally. So that's it for this episode. And this wraps up season two. Season two seems to have been my pandemic run. I hope the new season kicks off a new optimistic energy para maiba naman, diba? So in the meantime, if you'd like to keep up with me or check any upcoming workshops, or if you just want to keep in touch, you can like and follow me on Facebook and Instagram at coachinghappiness.ph or book a telecoaching session at www.coachinghappiness.ph. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, everyone. Stay safe, and you'll hear from me again in 2022. Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.